in conventional terms, this kind of convergence of these different trends have been in the works for quite some time, and it's only become exacerbated. It's become become worse or more acute as we've moved along in the coming years, and you've started to see more and more things. The climate change whole thing has come to a fore, and but then it seems to me that at the same time as I started looking at it, because I was getting exposed any number of sources, the usual kind of guys that they're talking about the Mayan calendar and all these other kind of things, that there were these unconventional indicators that were pointing towards something happened, and they were really outside of the mainstream of economics or finance and climate change and such. And as I've looked at it over the past years, it's become clear to me that although it may not be obvious or very specific or predictable exactly what's going to happen, there have been indicators from forever, from the Hindus and from on and on for a long time, that are kind of pointing to something in this time frame. I don't know whether it's December 21st, 2012, or, you know, Carl Kalman talks about maybe it's October of next year and so on, and whether it is just a symbolic peak, a transition from one era to another one, or whether it is, whether something distinct happens at that time. I kind of doubt that. I don't believe that. But there's clearly something, a convergence of things that are going on that are coming together in ways that are really unprecedented. And for which we really don't have any experience. We don't have a toolkit for effectively dealing with it.
And what's so important, though, John, about that date? I mean, your book, Transforming Through 2012, the Mayans, 2012, as you just mentioned, and so many other people. Why did everybody seem to hone in on that time period?
Well, you know, that's the big question that drove me increasingly into this non-conventional space, because you say, how in the world could Mayans living hundreds and hundreds of years ago have had any idea about what was going to go on in 2012? I mean, certainly they didn't know the internet was going to be around. They didn't know that there was going to be climate change in the way that we now see it, or we wouldn't have thought so. And certainly social value shifts and financial situations. No, there was no way they could do that. And so what that made me come to the conclusion is that it had to be something that was much larger and more cosmic in nature, if you will, than that there were some underlying cyclical activities, actions that were going on that had the basis of some basis of predictability. It drove me in some very kind of interesting space, because what it looks like is that the planet, that the Earth and the solar system, for that matter, is transiting through an area that happens about every 26,000 years, and that's an interesting kind of number, because whether it's in terms of the astrological kind of things or Hindu yugas or whatever it is. I mean, there's these common kind of numbers that kind of show up, and you have to again say, why are there kind of common indicators here? And what it looks like is that our solar system essentially cycles above and below the ecliptic of the galaxy, of the Milky Way. And as it moves itself around the natural kind of cycles of the movement of the solar system in the particular arm of the Milky Way galaxy we have. And so if you think of the galaxy as kind of a plate, a flat kind of plate, and we are out in one of the arms of the galaxy, what it turns out to be is that Every 26,000 years, we either move up through the kind of equatorial, the equator of the solar, of the galaxy, and then we get to a peak, and then we turn around, and 26,000 years later, we move down through the plane of the galaxy. And that's important, because NASA has figured out that one of the, that the largest a source of cosmic rays in our part of the universe exists in the middle of the galaxy. And they just found this out about 8 or 10 years ago, and that there's huge kind of emanations of cosmic rays that are coming out, and they come out in a beam that are right along the ecliptic of the solar of the galaxy. And so we pass through that period, that place, and are bathed by these cosmic rays. And I just looked it up in anticipation of talking to you tonight, and the number of cosmic rays that NASA has measured this, that we are now 20% higher in the last 2 years in cosmic rays.
And more coming, I bet.
Yeah. And the thing about that is that that affects the sun. It affects everything that's alive on this planet, animals, plants, humans. And there are increasing indicators that say it affects our DNA, and it affects the kind of the metabolism of the sun, perhaps. And now in the last just year, NASA has agreed that the sun is the principal driver of not only the weather on the planet, but also the climate, and that there are direct correlations between sunspots and coronal mass ejections, those big storms that come off of the sun, and what happens to our climate, our weather here. And so there's a whole kind of new kind of cosmic, if you will, kind of element associated with this that you could say that you could easily make the case, I think, that presuming that they had another source of information, which we don't quite understand what they might have been, but the Mayans and the Hindus and others would have been able to anticipate the fact that we're moving into this period where there are changes in the underlying kind of energetics associated with the planet. And at the same time, those then change humans. Those change the way we act. They change the way we respond, and it changes the way the underlying systems work. So it manifests itself probably at some level in terms of the financial things, although the financial problems are far more deep and fundamental than that.
You don't see this as a planet ender in 2012, do you?
As a what?
As a planet ender. It's not going to be all over.
Oh, no. No, I don't think so at all. I mean, it's a good way to say that, you know, people sell books and get on the radio and other kinds of things that get people all excited about that. But I don't think there's no indication at all about that. I mean, what it is it seems to be is the transition from one era to another era. I don't know if you've had folks on your show in the past that have talked about the possibility of that we live in a binary star system.
Yeah, we've talked about that.
Yeah, and that's a very interesting kind of concept too, because if you go back into some ancient literature, what it suggests is if, by the way, that almost all star systems are binary star systems, and so if we live in a binary star system, and the ancient information suggests that we very well might, and that there is a brown dwarf and you can't see it, but we swing around, the sun and this other star kind of swings around each other, and they accelerate as they come closer to each other, and that there are increases, that there is some kind of dynamic that happens as these masses start to accelerate toward each other. And it affects the development of all kinds of things on the planet, not least of which is the innovation and creativity and social development and cultural development.